Let's just cut to the chase. You looked super dialed and fierce out there.
I kind of want to take a step back, though. I think you had that same, to me at least, like from the photographs I looked at yesterday, just that same kind of just locked in, I would not want to mess with Brody Brennan right now look. I'm just kind of curious, like, what's your mindset in terms of fighting for spots and time right now?
I mean, tours are long, so it's like, yeah, it's always hard to know exactly, but I definitely have had, well, Falun was like pretty rough for me, and I mean, Oberstdorf was like the kind of average mixed race, but I felt like it's been a while since I've had like really good feelings, and so I, knowing that these courses suited me well and the format suited me well, I really wanted to try to like start with a bang and like turn things around and kind of get my confidence back and like put myself in a good position and hope for the best for the tour. So that was kind of my objective for this weekend, and I feel like it's gone pretty well, so I'm very happy.
So for today, you know, as I was watching the race and I'm taking notes and I'm like, okay, it looks like I think you were pulling through maybe the 4.9, 5K mark. You were pulling that long train of skiers. And it was like essentially beyond that top four, who's who on the World Cup. And I actually made my notes, you know, because I'm kind of going back and forth. I'm like, okay, go back and watch this because this is where Brennan is going to pull away from the group. And I think there was another skier with you and I forgot who it was, but maybe you got a couple meter gap there and it looks like you guys are going to charge ahead. Yeah. I'm kind of curious what was going through your mind there. And was it a function of, you know, tracks not being skied in enough or just how are you feeling? But you looked intent on, to me at least, on making a move or at least ensuring that you were part of that select group.
Yeah, for sure I was. Yeah, it was a really kind of crazy day because it was like raining up until like right before the start, and then it switched to snow, which of course on a classic day causes all kinds of chaos and stress and anxiety and like everything. And so I think everyone was a little hesitant, not sure like how their skis were going to work or, you know, if it was going to change in the middle or what was going to happen. Basically what ended up happening, like I think everyone's skis for the most part were working fine. But basically it just made it so you couldn't ski away. It was just like a lot of work to be on the front. and so things packed up really quickly. Knowing my strengths and also that it was like your time of day that mattered so much in terms of the overall tour. I felt I kind of had to try to make my move on the long climb. It was also like, I don't know if it was because it was like wet out, like actually precipitating or what, but it was, you couldn't really hear people behind you. So like, I actually thought we had broken away. So I was like really bummed when I turned around. I was like, oh shit, there's like a pack of 20 people. I just pulled up this hill.
That's funny.
So yeah, but I felt like I had to try and see if I could like, yeah, get a gap. And at that point, like when I took the lead, it was on the second lap, and I had actually heard a split that we were closing on that pack in front of us. So I was like, well, like that's what matters for the overall tour. Like if we can take time back. So like, I was also thinking about that and just like knowing that maybe it wasn't ideal to lead, but that like, if at least we got into like a smaller pack and pulled time back on the pack in front of us, like that would be good for moving forward in the tour. Unfortunately, none of that really ended up happening. And then the third lap, like Frida took over, and she was, I think, thinking the exact same thing that I was. And again, I thought that we had broken away at the top of that hill, only to realize that when we got to the downhill and like five people came ripping past us, I was like, oh God, like this is not what I dreamed of. But so it was like frustrating in that sense. Like it was hard to like actually get like everything, like coming from the back was so much easier, and so it was hard to actually put time into the people behind us. So while I'm happy I don't think we lost that much time, we also were not able to like give ourselves any buffer to the people behind us, so that was a little challenging.
But it must be, yeah. But it must be like a huge confidence boost to be essentially a primary, you know, sort of agitator in that group, making the moves and pushing the pace. I mean, that's not that you haven't been in that role before, but like it was notable today that you, again, like I said, you had this look of like, serious determination.
I mean, skiing in a pack has been something that like I've been struggling with particularly a lot this year. It's never really been a strength, but for some reason this year I've had a lot of trouble. So like over this break, I've been really trying to, come to terms with it and like figure out my strategy and what would work best for me. And so I was definitely happy with like how I was able to ski in that pack and feel comfortable there and, be in there with that group. And you know, on the right day, maybe it'll come together.
How would you like, I'm thinking of like how a cyclist might mimic riding, you know, like training for riding in a pack where there's all this pulsing, and it might be like pushing you into a zone that you're uncomfortable with, but it's like, just hang on for 10 seconds and maybe they're being motor paced, you know, which is a little easier to pull off. Yeah. How could you mimic that in training? Just curious.
I think it's so hard in skiing because like, you know, the summer is when you actually have time to work on those things. But when you're on roller skis, it's like a lot less appealing to be like taking those risks. the consequences are just a little too high. So that's been something that I've always struggled with, is like figuring out how to work on it. But to be honest, I honestly think that most of it is just mental and just, you know, figuring out the right mentality towards it. So that's mostly what I've been trying to work on. Like, I mean, I'm just not doing enough like intervals and hard stuff in the season to like, or have people that want to like do that for me. Like, you know, we're all just trying to recover in between races. So, it's like not really feasible. But I mean, when I'm out there skiing, like I can work on, you know, taking better lines and, you know, thinking more about like where my strengths are and where I can make my moves and be confident in that. And, you know, where I just need to hang on and those kinds of things. So just being more conscious.
And as this tour unfolds, you've got 4 stages left, a skate sprint, a classic sprint, I think, to close it out. And then a couple of distance events thrown in there, which include a 38K mass start skate. So I'm just curious, like, I know that it's day by day, but as you look forward and calculate, what looks advantageous for you?
That's a good question. And honestly, it's really hard to tell because the next 2 days are really unique races. The sprint is a point to point uphill sprint, but it's very short. So that's going to be a new unique situation for us. And I'm not really sure if it's going to play into my strengths or not. Like the uphill part definitely does, but the shortness definitely doesn't. So I don't know. We'll have to see. And then, you know, the point to point 38K is something also totally different. We've never done that long of a race on the World Cup. We've never done a point to point. I've never skied the course, so we're going to be doing it blind. So, you know, there's all kinds of like unknowns. So I really don't have like specific expectations other than like, I want to be in the mix and like execute my race as best I can. I think the finishing weekend in Trondheim will be much more like, you know, standard World Cup weekend, kind of like this weekend. So, I think those will probably be more predictable. And of course, like closing out with a 15K is, I think, probably suits a lot of my strengths. It's kind of fun. This tour is fun that way. Like I don't have any emotions tied to any of these events because I've never done them before, you know, which is like the tour to ski. You have the emotions run so high. Sometimes you get to a venue and it's just like, you feel like you're in deja vu or something, you know? So it's like just a really different experience. And it's like that for all of us, you know, it's not like it's just me that it feels that way. Like, you know, all of us that have been racing World Cup for many years, like have no idea. So I think we all are cautiously optimistic. But I guess I would say, like, I think where our team is really strong is, especially when you look at like someone like Sadie, who's been on the podium in every event of skiing, And Jessie's probably close to that if she hasn't done that. And so, you know, I think you can throw anything at us and like we're kind of ready. So I feel good about, yeah, our team's approach to these things and our ability to just get what needs to be done.
Okay, last question. And it sounds like there might be other people in the room, so you can answer this how you see fit. But like, how does this feel to, you know, essentially when we look back in 20 years, and there's lots of young, fast juniors coming up, but this is really, you know, this group of skiers, you know, Keegan, Jesse, Sadie, and now you include, and Sophie, I'm sure I'm missing someone, but on the women's side, like have just essentially set this new standard that is very similar, I'm sure, to how people in Sweden and Norway get up and start looking at results. It's like, oh yeah, there they are, top 10. And you know, are the top American right now by a place over Jesse. But, you know, 2 years ago, I'm sure, well, I wouldn't have put money on like, you know, I know you're a fighter, right? But like fighting for and manifesting 1% on the World Cup or 0.5% and having it realistically play out, it's pretty, it's amazing what it actually does manifest. And that's happening for you. Yeah, I'm just kind of curious, like, do you ever pinch yourself? Or are you like, nope, this is where I expected to be?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. It's a little bit of both. Like, I think when I was 18, like, yeah, of course, I'd like thought, of course, this is where I should be. I never questioned it. But, you know, that's what being young is. And then like life happens and you realize that life doesn't always work according to plan. And like, there's just stuff that happens to you that it's like totally out of your control. And there's like nothing you can do about that. And I definitely have had my fair share of that. And so, yeah, it's kind of a little bit of both, like knowing kind of some of the low points that I've had and looking back to those and then thinking where I am now, it's like, yeah, I do pinch myself a little bit. Like, I mean, that's, I guess what I'm most proud of is that I have been able to climb back. But then when I think about like kind of the determination I had, like that I've always had, I think, and especially as a younger skier, like I definitely expected myself to be here. So yeah, it's interesting how it plays out because it is definitely a little bit of both. There were certainly have been plenty of times in the last decade where I never would have imagined myself here, and also plenty of times that I did. So.